A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Pei Beis, Kesubas 82a, pagination 163, starting from the end of the top line. D'tanya, as we learned. Rabbi Nosson Omer, Rabbi Nosson teaches us, Minayin l'nosha b'chaveiro mona v'chaveiro b'chaveiro. How do we know that if one person has a claim on his friend, and someone else has a claim on that person? Let's describe the case. We have Mr. A, and Mr. B has a claim in Mr. A of $100. But the story doesn't end there. Mr. C has a claim in Mr. B for $100. Says Reb Nosson, Minayim shemotziin mazeh, mizeh v'nosnim lozeh. How do we know that the amount that Mr. A owes to Mr. B is actually by extension owed directly, if you will, to Mr. C? How do you know that we can actually take the money, extract the money from Mr. A and give it directly to Mr. C because Mr. B owes Mr. C $100? The ramifications are significant. Number one, even if Mr. B is not around, Mr. C can go directly to Mr. A and try to extract the money, because through this transitive property of money owed, if you will, Mr. C is owed from Mr. A as well. And that money doesn't have to really stop in Mr. B's hands. It can go directly. Also, if he does have such a lien, then he might have a say and might want to collect directly when he sees Mr. A's assets being depleted. How do you know you can do that? Talmud Lomar says, Reb Nosson, V'nosan la'asher oshamlo. A person shall pay to the one that he has his owing to. Rashi explains it, La'asher ha'keren shalo, to the person who ultimately owns the property. After we make the full calculation, who really owns this $100? V'lok siv, it doesn't say la'asher nosha bo, to the person who has a claim against him, but rather to who the $100 is going to end up going. In the words of Talmudic literature, afuche matrosa lamali, why do I have to go to the trouble of bringing the package to this person and then bringing it to the next person? I can go directly. And again, a fascinating case. You can transfer the money to B and then have another court case and bring it to C, or you could go directly from A to C. And Reb Nosson says that's really what's happening, and that's where the money belongs, and that claim is relevant and correct. There is a fascinating ramification of this that really brings out the extent of Reb Nosson. In Simen Pei Vav in Choshen Mishpat, Sif Aleph, the Rama describes the following case. Reuven sheyesh lo mashkon min ha'akum. Reuven is holding a mashkon, a collateral, an item, a pawn shop type item, from a non-Jew. V'ha'akum chayiv l'shimen. And this non-Jew also owes money to Shimon, to a different Jew. So we're encountering the same basic concept as we encountered by Shibuda de Reb Nosson, which essentially is that wherever the assets are, they are not only owed to the original owner, they're also owed to the person that the original owner owes money to, wherever those assets are. And in this case, there's a mashkon sitting in the hands of another Jew. That money is owed back to the Akum, to the non-Jew. And since that Akum owes money to somebody, that property is essentially owed as well to that other Jew. And therefore the Rama writes, Yeshomrim, there's an opinion, to Yuchal Shimon Liftos Hamashkon Me Reuven. The second Jew can go to the first Jew who's holding the Mashkon and redeem it in the name of the non-Jew. V'nosein lo keren v'ribis sha'ola olav. He's going to actually pay the principal and the interest which has accumulated regarding that loan that the non-Jew took out. And then with the remaining amount that this collateral has, go v'chovo, he's going to be able to collect the debt that's owed to him. Now, what's so astounding over here, obviously, is that a Jew is not allowed to pay another Jew interest. There's a rule, ribis, bris achim, that you're not allowed to loan to a co-religionist with interest. But what's happening over here is that he's not paying interest of a loan that he took out from the other Jew. He's paying up for the non-Jew's debt. And in that case, the ribis was acceptable. The interest, in that case, was allowed to be done. And therefore, he's going to pay up the principal with the interest, and he's going to be able to obtain the mashkon. This is the principle called Shibuda de Reb Nosson, that Reb Nosson says that if the money is essentially owed to a third person, that person becomes an interested party in these transactions, and the money, wherever the asset may be, is owed on some level to that third person, such that, another example, if the person who borrowed doesn't have the ability to pay back, but he is owed assets from a different source, he cannot be mochel them. He can't just forgive those debts, but those debts are going to go through him to the person that he owes money to. And therefore, according to Reb Nosson, you don't have to go the full triangle. You could actually go directly and recognize that the person who ultimately is owed the money, la'asher osham lo, the person who's ultimately owed the money, is an interested party, and you can't interfere with that claim on the asset, wherever it may be. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.